Mr. Holohan and Mr. O'Madden Burke came into the room. In a moment, Mr. Holohan perceived a hush. He went over to Mrs. Kearney and spoke with her earnestly. While they were speaking, the noise in the hall grew louder. Mr. Holohan became very red and excited. He spoke volubly, but Mrs. Kearney said curtly at intervals, "She won't go on. She must get her 8 guineas. Mr. Holohan pointed desperately towards the hall where the audience was clapping and stamping. He appealed to Mr. Kearney and to Kathleen, but Mr. Kearney continued to stroke his beard, and Kathleen looked down, moving the point of her new shoe. It was not her fault. Mrs. Kearney repeated, "She won't go on without her money." After a swift struggle of tongues, Mr. Holland hobbled out in haste. The room was silent. When the strain of the silence had become somewhat painful, Miss Healy said to the baritone,
"Have you seen Mrs. Pat Campbell this week?"
The baritone had not seen her, but he had been told that she was very fine. The conversation went no further. The first tenor bent his head and began to count the links of the gold chain which was extended across his waist, smiling and humming random notes to observe the effect on the frontal sinus. From time to time, everyone glanced at Mrs. Kearney.